سورة الواقعة. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا وقعت الواقعة ليس لوقعتها كاذبة خافضة رافعة. When the event takes place and there can be no denial of its befalling, bringing low or exalting. Now there are two choices here, فَرِيقٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَفَرِيقٌ فِي السَّعِيرِ. A group in paradise, exalted, and a group debased, humiliated in hell. When the earth will be shaken with a terrible shake and the mountains will be powdered to dust so that they will become floating dust particles. وَكُنْتُمْ أَزْوَاجًا ثَلَاثًا. And you become three groups. Now let's read the verses carefully and wonder, which group do we belong to? فَأَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ فَأَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ مَا أَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ. So those on the right hand, how fortunate will be those on the right hand. وَأَصْحَابُ الْمَشْأَمَةِ مَا أَصْحَابُ الْمَشْأَمَةِ. And those on the left hand, how unfortunate will be those on the left hand. وَالسَّابِقُونَ السَّابِقُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ. And those foremost, those will be the nearest to Allah. In the gardens of delight, a multitude of those will be from the first generation and a few of those will be from the later generation. Now we've been given three choices. First we have Ashab al-Yameen, those who obeyed Allah and who managed to make it to Jannah. And then we have those who did not make it to Jannah, who failed. And then we have the third category, the Sabiqoon. Who are these Sabiqoon? Those who came first in that race we're all running. Those who waited for nothing, who feared no one, who stopped for no one, who raced ahead to Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once said, the gist of which was, do you know who will be the first to enter Allah's shade? And they replied, Allah and His Messenger know best. And he said, those who, when truth was presented to them, they accepted it. And when it was demanded from them, they fulfilled it. And they wished for others what they wished for themselves. The pioneers, those who didn't wait for people to start doing hijab, who didn't wait for people to get up and pray, the first and the foremost, whether anyone does or doesn't do. The Prophet ﷺ told us, Islam began and people found it strange, weird. And towards the end of time, again they will find it strange. فَطُوبَ لِلْغُرُبَاءِ. There is good news for the strangers. Those who have the courage to obey Allah when none are obeying. Those will be the nearest to Allah. Jannah without reckoning, without hisab. In gardens of delight. Sullatum min al-awwaleen. Many of the sabiqoon will be from the first generations of Muslims. Waqaleelum min al-akhireen. And very few amongst the later generations. This ayat makes me feel so sad. We are the akhireen. We are the later generation. How many of us want to be amongst the sabiqeen? How many of us are trying for this level? Trying for this degree, and how many of us will actually attain it? They will be on thrones woven with gold and precious stones, reclining thereon face to face. Immortal boys will go around them serving with cups and jugs and a glass of flowing wine, wherefrom they will get neither any headaches nor any intoxication, and with fruit that they may choose, and with the flesh of fowls that they desire, and there will be fair females with wide lovely eyes, like unto preserved pearls, reward for what they used to do. لَا يَسْمَعُونَ فِيهَا لَغْوًا وَلَا تَأْثِيمًا. They will hear therein no false talk, nor any sinful speech. إِلَّا قِيلًا سَلَامًا سَلَامًا. But only the saying of peace. And those on the right hand, وَأَصْحَابُ الْيَمِينِ مَا أَصْحَابُ الْيَمِينِ. And those on the right hand, how fortunate will be those on the right hand. They will be among thornless lote trees and among banana trees with fruits piled one above another and in shades long extended and by water flowing constantly and fruit in plenty whose supply is not cut off nor are they out of reach and on couches or thrones raised high. Indeed we have created them of special creation and we have made them pure virgins, loving and of equal age for those on the right hand. Sullatum min al-awwaleen wa sullatum min al-akhireen. A multitude of those will be from the first generation and a multitude of those will be from the later generations. So you read this ayat and you have hope that maybe we can make it to Ashab al-Yameen, but we should try for the Sabiqoon and those on the left hand. How unfortunate will be those on the left hand. In fierce hot wind and boiling water and shadow of black smoke, neither cool nor pleasant. Indeed before this they indulged in luxuries. and were persisting in great sin. And they used to say, when we die and become dust and bones, shall we then be resurrected? And also our forefathers say to them, yes, indeed those of old and those of later times, لَمَجْمُعُونَ, will all be surely gathered together for the appointed meeting of a known day. Then moreover, you the misguided ones, the deniers, you will eat of the trees of Zakum. Then you will fill your bellies therewith and drink boiling water on top of it, and you will drink that like thirsty camels. That will be their entertainment on the day of judgment. نَحْنُ خَلَقْنَاكُمْ فَلَوْلَا تُصَدِّقُونَ, we created you, why then do you not believe? Then tell me about the human semen that you emit. Is it you who created, or are we the creator? If a woman cannot conceive, or a husband and wife are having problems, and sometimes the doctor says that there's no reason why you're not having a child, Allah says, is it you who makes a human being out of that semen, or is it myself? We have decreed death to you all, and we are not outstripped to transfigure you and create you in forms that you do not know. And indeed you have already known the first form of creation. Why then do you not remember? أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَحْرُثُونَ, then tell me about the seed that you sow in the ground. أَأَنْتُمْ تَزْرَعُونَهُ, is it you that make it grow? أَمْ نَحْنُ الزَّارِعُونَ, or are we the grower? Were it our will, we could crumble it to dry pieces and you would be left in regrets, saying, we are indeed ruined. No, but we are deprived. أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ الْمَاءَ الَّذِي تَشْرَبُونَ, then tell me about the water that you drink. Is it you who cause it from the rain clouds to come down? أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْزِلُونَ, or are we the ones who make it fall? We cannot even bring forth the rain. If we will, we could make it salt. فَلَوْلَا تَشْكُرُونَ, why then do you not give thanks? أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ النَّارَ الَّتِي تُورُونَ, then tell me about the fire which you kindle. Is it you who made the tree thereof to grow? أَمْ نَحْنُ مُنْشِئُونَ, or are we the grower? We have made it a reminder and an article of use for the travelers. فَصَبِّحْ بِاسْمِ رَبِّكَ الْعَظِيمِ, then glorify the name of your most exalted Lord. فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِمَوَاقِعِ النُّجُومِ, so I swear by the setting of the stars. And as we read in Surah Najm, it also refers to the revelation of Wahi, descent of Wahi from the heavens to the earth. وَإِنَّهُ لَقَسَمٌ لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ عَظِيمٌ, and that is an awesome oath if you did but know. إِنَّهُ لَقُرْآنٌ كَرِيمٌ, this is an honored Quran. فِي كِتَابٍ مَكْنُونٍ, in a book well guarded. لَا يَمَسُّهُ إِلَّا الْمُطَّهَّرُونَ, which none can touch but the purified. Now we need to understand the implications of this ayat. There are two kinds of impurity. One is a ritual impurity. And if someone, after having had intercourse, for instance, and they need to do ghusl, then there's another kind of impurity if a woman is menstruating or she's experiencing post-childbirth bleeding. And then there's another kind of impurity, which is when you're not in a state of wuzu. Now, first, we need to understand that we can read the Quran like this, the translation, in any condition. You don't require wuzu for that. If you're reading the English translation, even if you're in a state of menstruation or post-childbirth bleeding, that's allowed. Recitation of the Quran, and this is important to understand, recitation of the Quran can be done without wuzu. For instance, I'm not in a state of wuzu, but I can recite the Quran. But if you're in a state of menstruation, or you're in a state of ritual impurity, or you're in a state of nifas, post-childbirth bleeding, then you cannot recite the Quran. However, a teacher or a student, for instance, a student is doing his. Now, for every month, you know, for them to take off 8-10 days is difficult. So we find that a teacher or a student can recite it. Now as regarding touching the Quran, we need to be in a state of wuzu. If I wish to touch this Arabic script, I have to be in a state of wuzu. Even if I'm not menstruating and I'm not in the state of nifas, but if I don't have wuzu, I cannot touch this Arabic script. And as for holding the Quran, if the Quran's commentary exceeds the Arabic script, like for instance in the Noble Quran we find that the English exceeds the Arabic, then you can hold the Quran, but in no condition can you touch the Arabic script unless you're in a state of wuzu. Allah says, لَا يَمَسُّهُ إِلَّا الْمُطَّهَّرُونَ, none but the purified can touch it. تَنْزِيلٌ مِّن رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, a revelation from the Lord of the worlds. Do you treat it lightly? Have you made it into magic words? This is what the Quran truly is. تَنْزِيلٌ مِّن رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, a revelation from the Lord of the worlds. You know, like some people, if someone important sends them a letter, they like to preserve the letter. Or they'd like to, you know, show it to their children and they'll keep it for their children that, see, this famous personality wrote a letter to me. Even if it's something unimportant. This is Tanzeelum Ya Rabbil Alameen, people. A revelation, a letter from Allah, Rabbul Izzah. أَفَبِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَنْتُمْ مُدْهِنُونَ Is it such a talk that you deny? وَتَجْعَلُونَ رِزْقَكُمْ أَنَّكُمْ تُكَذِّبُونَ And is this the share you have taken of the Qur'an that you're denying him? That this is what you want of the Qur'an, you've heard the Qur'an, and instead of using this treasure, instead of valuing this treasure, you just want to discard it? فَلَوْلَا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْحُلْقُومِ Then why don't you intervene when the soul of a dying person reaches the throat? Denial of the Qur'an means disaster when you die. That's why Allah mentions death here. وَأَنْتُمْ حِينَ إِذٍ تَنْزُرُونَ And you at the moment are looking on. If you've ever been present at someone's deathbed, or you've been to a hospital and seen, the doctors are standing there doing their best. What happens? وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْكُمْ وَلَكِنْ لَا تُبْصِرُونَ At that point, we are nearer to him than you, but you cannot see. You don't have that kind of vision. فَلَوْلَا إِن كُنْتُمْ غَيْرَ مَدِينِينَ تَرْجِعُونَهَا إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ Then why don't you, if you're exempt from the reckoning, if there isn't going to be a day of judgment, they're not going to be asked, then why can't you bring this dying person back? If you are truthful. فَأَمَّا إِن كَانَ مِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ Then if the dying person is of those brought near to Allah, فَرَوْحٌ وَرَيْحَانٌ وَجَنَّةُ نَعِيمٌ There is for him rest and fragrance and provision and a garden of delights. The Sabiqoon. When they die, you can sense the fragrance. I mentioned earlier that Amina Salmi had a teacher who was suffering from cancer. Still he was teaching Islam. And when she saw him one day in that extremity of pain, and when the pain subsided, he said, See how much Allah loves me, that he's cleansing me. Do you know that when that man died, Amina says the room was full of fragrance. It was amazing. This overwhelming, beautiful fragrance. Why? فَأَمَّا إِن كَانَ مِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ فَرَوْحٌ وَرَيْحَانٌ وَجَنَّةُ نَعِيمٌ If he is of those brought near to Allah, then rest and fragrance and provisions and a garden of delights. وَأَمَّا إِن كَانَ مِنَ أَصْحَابِ الْيَمِينَ And if he is of those on the right hand, on a lesser degree, فَسَلَامٌ لَكَ مِنَ أَصْحَابِ الْيَمِينَ Still there is peace for those on the right hand. وَأَمَّا إِن كَانَ مِنَ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ الضَّالِّينَ But if he be of those who deny, those who are misguided, فَنُزُلٌ مِنْ حَمِيمٍ Then for him is an entertainment with boiling water, وَتَصْلِيَةُ جَحِيمٍ And burning in hellfire. إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ حَقُّ الْيَقِينِ This is an absolute truth, with certainty. What then should we do? فَصَّبِّحْ بِسْمِ رَبِّكَ الْعَظِيمِ So glorify the name of your exalted Lord. سُبْحَانَ رَبِّيَ الْعَظِيمِ